I would rather have a day job than be a Pokemon master.
Han Solo is clearly more attractive than Indiana Jones.
I would take the Star Wars trilogy over the Matrix trilogy any time.
The Legend of Zelda versus Super Mario. Who's better in bed, Jafar or Gaston? And would Thanos masturbate with the Infinity Gauntlet or not? Every week, Nerd Rage the Great Debates brings you the funniest comics, writers, and podcasters to settle some of geekdom's most divisive topics. Find us on Spotify or wherever you find podcasts.
Welcome to the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Baldoni.
I'm Jesse Hitt.
And today is Saturday.
February 23rd?
Yeah, February 23rd. I don't know words.
Yeah. Did you almost say Escapist Comics Podcast?
I think I did.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We should do a bizarro episode.
We should. We'll just say everything backwards.
Yeah.
And forwards.
That seems like way too much work.
It does.
Let's not do that.
I already can't say words regular. I definitely can't say them backwards. How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah. I finally had a day off. That was cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I read a lot of comics in the sun.
Oh, sweet.
It was a sunny day. It finally wasn't cold.
Yeah, that's true. It's been not rainy and not super cold lately, which is nice.
Yeah. I think today's a little colder, but
yeah,
I didn't want to die yesterday, so that was nice.
Yeah.
I finally felt warm again.
Trying to get motivated to go out tonight and do something.
Cool.
Instead of stay home.
We're having a special at the Brew.
Ooh.
I'm going to do some advertising. If you're a teacher and you're on strike, all beers are $2 for you.
Oh, yeah. All the Oakland teachers are on strike.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah. Like Maggie, she's on strike, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah. She can get $2 beers. So if you're a teacher and you want to come into Ghost Town, you can have a $2 beer.
That's awesome.
Till the strike is over.
What if it's a wildcat strike?
That sounds so badass. What's a wildcat strike?
It's an unannounced strike that goes. I think it has to go across like different industries. So like they would do like when the railroad workers would strike, like the truck drivers would also strike. Uh-huh. But, like, not announcing that you're going to do it. You just, like, everybody just doesn't show up at work. Or does show up to, like, protest instead of work.
So it doesn't have anything to do with the Arizona Wildcats.
No. Or the Image team, the Wildcats, the Wild Covert Action Team.
I think that's what it was. I only know that from the movie Speed.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Covert Action Team?
No, that's why they're the Arizona Wildcats.
Oh.
Because he sees it on the corner of her sweatshirt or
right,
something.
Yeah.
And he's just like, wait, how does he know that I'm from the Arizona Wildcats? And it's like, oh, he can see us. It's in the cameras.
Oh, shit. That's
why do I still know that?
What a clue. Yeah.
That's what I remember from the movie Speed.
It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah. I think, did we talk about that last week?
Maybe. We might have talked about the boat one.
Oh,
about
yeah.
Speed. It was Speed 2.
Cruise Control.
Yeah. Where the
they
boat
sure
has to keep
that.
Going fast.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I don't know why they haven't remade Speed yet.
Yeah. Well, you could do one on BART, where the BART train has to keep going.
Do they go 75 miles per hour?
I don't know how fast they go. It feels like they go. I've driven next to them.
Yeah.
I like to do the thing where I'm driving down the freeway and it's next to the BART and I pretend like I'm racing the train.
Yeah, me too. I've done that before.
Yeah. And they go like 75,
they
probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, they feel like they're going pretty fast sometimes or going too slow.
Yeah. That's
why
true.
Are we going 10 miles per hour, Bart?
Yeah.
You can definitely go faster than this.
Yeah. Although it seems dangerous to go any faster. Like, Bart already, the trains already struggle and make a whole lot of noise going 70.
Well, they said they're going to make those super trains now, too.
Oh, really?
Like the super rail or whatever the fuck that's called that, like, Japan has.
I thought they canceled the high-speed rail.
Oh, they did?
San Francisco to L.A. project, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Governor Newsom. Governor Newsom. Anyway, that guy's a fucking dick.
He just looks like a dick at all times.
He does, right?
He looks like he cheats on his wife.
And he does, yeah. With his friend's wife.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know
his
that.
His friend who worked on his campaign when he was mayor. Yeah, he's a real piece of shit.
Yeah,
but,
cool.
Hey, he's a Democrat, so I guess we have to vote for him.
Yay.
Thanks, two-party system.
Oh, there's also lots of cheating in the news this week.
Yeah.
Before we talk about comics, we can talk about day spas and Robert Kraft.
Oh, yeah, Robert Kraft got jerked off by a sex trafficked person.
Yeah.
Go Patriots.
Yay.
What a horrible organization.
Super fun. I mean, he's like, what, 77? I just don't understand, like,
probably.
When you have, like, that much money, like, why are you going to one of those, like, sex spas?
Well, because that's part of it. is like the degradation and yeah.
Like just like
the whole experience.
Couldn't you just like get one to come to your house like or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like to your, I mean, I know he wasn't at home, but like go to your hotel, dude. Like you're going to get fucking busted.
Yeah.
That is that like the experience. You're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. It is. Like absolutely.
It's the adventure
be, right?
of doing it, yeah. right? Ugh. They say they have it on video too.
Gross.
What if that gets like leaked to the press?
Somebody has to watch that video.
All of those cops got to watch him get jerked off.
Yikes.
Ugh. They said it was only oral and like hand.
Okay.
Like,
well, that's good.
Yeah, there was no vaginal penetration.
Okay, well, yikes. And it's for sure like a sex trafficking ring too.
Oh, yeah.
So Hopefully Robert Kraft has to go to prison. That'd be tight.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely going to pay them off, though.
Yeah, for sure.
He's going to get out of it
Yeah,
somehow.
If you wear the kind of shirt where the shirt's blue, but then the cuffs and the collar are white, you don't have to go to prison ever for anything. You can do whatever you want.
He's a Democrat, though.
No, he's a big Trump guy.
No, he's not. They're just best friends. He voted against Trump.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Did you just say that?
No.
Why
he's
would he
actually
vote against his best friend?
Well, he doesn't like Trump. Well, he doesn't like that party.
He said he's not a Republican. Doing a great job too.
No, he's not. He's not. He didn't vote for Trump.
I don't know.
And Trump said that was okay at the time or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's
but he's
cool.
he's a big he's a liberal. Yeah, I know it's super weird.
Why did he say Trump was doing a great job?
I don't know, because he's 77 old.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, hope he gets murdered in jail.
Oh, shit.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
You just hope that's something that happens.
It's Bill Belichick that voted for Trump, and it's all like...
And Tom Brady, too.
And
probably.
Tom Brady,
just the whole organization.
Yeah. All right, well, that's enough about football.
Yeah.
And jacking off and...
Yeah.
Oh, no, we'll talk about that
what
again
about
later.
What about the fantasy world where sometimes good things happen?
Sometimes.
The world of comics.
Actually, we will talk about jacking off again.
It was a decent amount of stuff that came out this week.
It was okay. There was some stuff and some things.
Yeah,
some new things.
7 to Eternity number 13 or something.
God, yeah, that 14, was 13.
Starting a new arc, yeah which is great, but we can't say much about it without spoiling the previous two arcs.
That's
so
true.
I'll just say, go pick up 7 to Eternity number 13.
Right.
Or if you haven't read 7 to Eternity, go pick up the first trade.
Yeah, and then number two already came out, right?
Of the...
Yeah, number
yeah,
one
two
and two
trades.
Are out, and then three is coming out soon, I
sweet.
Believe. A new Mark Millar series has started.
Yeah, he just finished Magic Order last week.
Yay!
And it was a Mark Millar and in is it Vertigo or Image this
No,
time?
This is Image.
Image?
It's always Image
always
because
image, huh?
He belongs to Netflix.
Oh, right. Okay.
We always say Mark Millar's soul belongs to Netflix.
Yeah, and he's been like writing. It feels like he writes a lot of his stuff with an eye towards making it into like either a series or a movie. Like,
yeah,
it's sort of cinematic, like Magic Order. Like for the first five issues was all build up, and then the final issue was like the climax, all in like one issue.
Yeah,
which is cool. But you know,
I really liked Magic Order.
Yeah, me too.
I thought that was one of his best series in a long time, actually.
Yeah.
This one, however, I don't know how I feel about it, and I also don't know how this could be ever a Netflix show.
Yeah, Sharky the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah. First of all, what the fuck is that name?
Yeah, well, it's got to be, right, a tribute to the Burt Reynolds, Sharky's Machine, the movie where he plays, he's like some kind of cop.
Yeah.
He's always some kind of cop.
He's always
either a cop
or
he's
dead.
Criminal.
Or he's, like, he's freaking at Bernie's.
That wasn't Burt Reynolds.
I wasn't.
No. It's just a different guy.
I thought that was Burt Reynolds.
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Burt Reynolds is very tall.
I know, but he was... No?
It looked
Did
like
I
him.
Always think it was Burt Reynolds and I've just been wrong all of these years?
Yeah, I don't think it is.
I think we're about to ask the internet.
Different guy. Yeah.
I guess that's probably why they never say that Burt Reynolds and Doug Loves movies.
Yeah.
I've been wrong all of these years.
I'm trying to think of what other movies. I mean, obviously, Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
The football one, The Longest Yard.
Uh-huh.
Sharky's Machine.
Little Horror House in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Hottest Little Horror House
in
Texas.
Was it like a musical?
Yes, well, it's Dolly Parton, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's one of those little Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah, he was in Boogie Nights.
Striptease.
Yeah. Yeah, he's played an old creep in a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah,
I feel
sure.
like it might be because he's an old creep in real life.
I'm still looking up Weekend at Bernie's because I don't know.
Yeah.
It's totally not going to be him.
I mean, the main character in Sharky's Machine is clearly like modeled after Burt Reynolds.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
One of the last guys to just be bald. Like, he lost his hair for the world to see and didn't do, like,
Jeremy
Piven. Oh, my
God, it's Carrie Kisser.
Carrie Kisser? Sounds like a made-up name.
Totally does. Bernie Lomax.
Yeah, I got a girlfriend, but she goes to a different school. You probably, she's a model, but you probably wouldn't know. It's like, oh, yeah, what's her name? Terry Kisser.
We kiss sometimes, too.
We kiss a lot, actually.
Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah,
not Burt Reynolds. All these years. Wow, he really kind of looked like Burt Reynolds, though.
He does, yeah, the mustache.
It's the mustache. Yeah. It just fooled me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, okay.
It's a pretty good looking mustache.
Damn it. All right, well, anyways, moving on. That was an embarrassing fact that I never knew. I mean,
he does
I only
look
watched
a lot like Weekend at Bernie's guy.
Yeah.
Also, you could, like, he's a, him and Tom Selleck sort of similar. Like, Hawaiian shirt, big mustache.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, hairy chest guys.
Ew.
And, like, back in the day before actors were, like, would get jacked, when it would just be, like, a dude who's just, like, kind of tall.
Yeah.
And kind of big, but not in particularly good shape.
No. He's
like, John Wayne. Where,
yeah.
Like, John Wayne was always tough, but it's like, oh, he's just, like, tall.
He's just not a guy.
Yeah. Turns out, no, more this week, John Wayne, big old racist.
Oh.
Yeah, oh,
well,
boy.
That's not surprising at all.
Yeah, some of the stuff, boy, he was, he's a real piece of shit.
He's also dead, so.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I guess not rest in peace.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
He had like a fine life, and
yeah.
People still think he's cool.
He's a big alcoholic, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I don't think he was a particularly good person.
No, he definitely wasn't. He's like kind of a, like, I feel like all those, like, a lot of action movie actors and, like, sort of tough guy actors get, like, a form of brain poisoning from acting like a tough guy for a long time.
Probably.
But they start to think they actually are a tough guy. Like, yes. Clint Eastwood does that now.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you know, kids these days are so soft. It's like, your whole job is to just pretend.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you've ever done,
uh-huh.
is be a pretend guy.
Right. And he's also not a very good person.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, like, yells, you know, at chairs.
Yeah. You weren't actually in World War II. Yeah. It's like, mm-mm. Jason Statham kind of has that vibe, too.
Yeah.
And Sylvester Stallone, the whole Expendables crew.
All
of it's like,
them.
You know, you've always been an actor. Like, you're not.
Steve Austin?
You're not actually Rambo. Well, Stone Cold's actually pretty badass.
Okay.
Yeah, Stone Cold. Former pro wrestlers are actually very badass dudes.
They actually do things, I guess.
Yeah.
Is he a good person, though? I don't
Stone
know.
Stone Cold? Yeah, he's
oh,
a great
he?
Guy. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
That makes
never cheated
me happy.
On his wife. Like, sort of an outspoken, politically liberal guy. But
oh,
like,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, but less crazy. Okay. Like, no crazy
conspiracy.
Oh, I like
conspiracy. Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, he's red. But he's also out of his mind.
Aw.
He's also legitimately badass. Was like a Navy
right.
SEAL in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, he's at least he did things.
Yeah, was
right?
in Predator.
Yeah, yeah. Was in, definitely.
Played himself in Predator, basically. Dutch was Jesse the Body Ventura.
So maybe Mark Millar... Just based it on all those cool people.
Yeah.
These bounty hunters.
And one thing I did really like about this, about Shark the Bounty Hunter, was that it's like Mark Millar having fun in kind of a, like a zany way.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't usually go for Mark Millar's like edgy, violent
like
stuff.
Kick-ass.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
I liked the first Kick-Ass, and I liked parts of Hit Girl when it was written by other people, I guess. But like, yeah, like Nemesis, or like, what was the one where
Wanted?
Wanted, yeah, mm-hmm. Wanted was the other. Like, ugh, like, nah, yeah. not for me.
Yeah, it wasn't for me either.
And this one, but then he does stuff like Huck or like Magic Order, where it's like, oh goddamn, this guy can tell a story.
I like his shorts; they've been really
totally,
good. And maybe
yeah.
that's what this is. I can't imagine this is going to be like a long series.
It seems
either.
Like it's going to be like one arc, like maybe
yeah.
six issues.
I like that. That too.
Yeah, totally.
That's how, what was the death one? Or is that after death?
Oh, Reborn.
Reborn.
Yeah, which was also like a fun sort of fantasy world. And this one's like a sci-fi space adventure.
Yeah.
It actually reminded me a little bit, the art and like some of the character stuff reminded me of like 7 to Eternity and Lo a little bit.
Yeah, Simone Bianchi has that similar look
yeah.
to his art.
I wonder, is Simone Bianchi Italian also?
Oh, yeah.
Because he has that like sort of Greg Tichini, like all the,
yeah.
like, yeah, 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 mm-hmm. Italian fantasy.
And I haven't seen him do anything.
Guys.
I think it's a him.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Could be a girl?
One, that'd
be Simone.
Either way, yeah.
Yeah. Very similar style, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in that way. And I haven't seen him do anything in a while.
Yeah.
He used to be really big in Marvel and DC.
Yeah, this is cool. It's like a story of like a guy who's you know a bounty hunter, obviously. Mm-hmm. He's sort of like a mix of like a little bit like Lobo, A little bit reminded me of the main character from Fear Agent, whose name whose name I forget. But he's like, you know, it's implied that he's like a veteran of something, but was like, it was like some kind of like special forces dude, but then he's like fallen on hard times and is now a bounty hunter who seems like kind of a misanthrope and hates everybody.
Star-Lord-ish actually, as well. Yeah.
Oh, he's got a strong moral compass though, deep down in there somewhere.
That's where I was kind of like, it could be like pulled from so many different stories. And I was just kind of like, I could have wrote this.
Yeah,
like,
totally,
it was just
yeah.
very, a little drivelly. At points.
Yeah, and for me, I liked it, but it, like, because it, like, hits all these things, like, oh, this just has all of the ingredients that I like, so,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, it's not, like, it was, yeah, they had all of that, but at least it was done well. It wasn't,
totally.
Poorly written,
yeah,
completely.
Like nothing groundbreaking, but, yeah, some cool stuff.
Yeah, and then it had, of course, it had, like, a girl that he sleeps with, and, like...
Who is in the process of being turned into a robot truck thing.
Yeah, and I felt like that, I don't know. I feel like people were going to get angry.
Yeah, where she's talking about transitioning and going through. But maybe that's just our Bay Area flaring up a little bit. But
I didn't know. I could see people getting upset about it.
Yes, I picked up on that a little bit. Like, is he trying to do some commentary there?
Yeah.
Or is he literally just kind of like joking? Because the book overall, for me at least, had like kind of a lighthearted feel.
Yeah.
And it's like maybe just trying to like, you know, joke around and sort of like riff on these subjects.
Right.
Doesn't quite land every time. But.
Yeah. I was going to ask like some of my friends how they felt about it.
Yeah.
To see what they thought. So I still plan to do that.
Yeah.
Because, it did, that part felt a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little kid that like he ends up like catching this kid's uncle.
Yeah,
right?
Puts him in space jail or whatever.
Space jail.
But now the kid
I hope it's called that.
Ooh, that would be cool. Space prison.
Yeah. So the kid has to like get back to his family, and that's where he's like big heart comes in.
Yeah, he wakes up early to like sneak away so that he doesn't have to give the kid a ride to the other side of the galaxy. Now that the kid's an orphan, but then he gets out into space and something that was the part that like kind of was a little cheesy to me was like they don't really say why he changes his mind. It's just like, oh, he did.
Yep.
He changed his mind because he's the good guy.
Yeah, totally.
Which, you know, fine. Maybe they'll get into his backstory and we'll learn why he's this way a little bit or something. I mean, that would be like a Millar move, like have a couple flashbacks where it's like, oh, his tragic past.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get into that later, but.
Yeah, like I'm guessing that's what they're going to do with the Star Corps or whatever that he was in.
Yeah, he was a member of the Sun Corps.
Sun Corps,
which is like a special forces group that were picked because they all always do the right thing.
Right, yeah. We'll see. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
I'll check out number two and see. There's also some like nefarious, like bad people in it. Like there's another big bounty he's going after. And she's supposed to be like the baddest girl in the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Kills everyone and... what is like $1 billion?
Yeah, a billion space dollar.
Yeah, $1 billion space dollars.
Also, we find out that he's deep in debt and you know, financially in trouble because he has maybe a gambling problem.
See, and that's another
classic
trope that that any space plot always has. It seems like
the hero's in hot water.
Yeah, he's in hot water,
and
it's a gambling debt.
Or drinking or women. Those are the three things.
And it's usually all three.
Cool, tough dudes get in trouble because of.
So yeah, it just feels a little drivelly to me.
A little bit.
Yeah. Oh.
But like I said, for me, it hit like all the things that I like. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to keep reading this.
Yeah. And there's two bad guys, it looks like, as well.
Yeah, meet. So the bounty that he's going after, who's like the most baddest, biggest, baddest, rootinest, tootinest criminal in the universe.
Right.
And then we meet also the most bad, well, probably the most badass bounty hunter in the universe.
Yeah.
Who's also going to go after this particular case, who it's implied has a rival, or I guess it's outright stated that they have a rivalry.
Yeah. And he was also dressed up like a woman and apparently sleeping with this other dude, mafia guy, for 18 months.
Yeah, to go catch that bounty.
Yeah.
Has a Punisher skull on his forehead, kind of.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I liked it. And it's something, I feel like this is like a thing that I will absolutely read 8 issues of this. But if
it
doesn't, if it doesn't wrap itself up at that, I'm... probably not going to be on board for a 30-issue run.
Oh, but no. I think he's just doing...
for sure.
I think that's what he's doing. I think he's doing, like, 6-issue series, which is a good, short, nice run for books.
One trade.
One and done. Yeah.
Leave it open-ended. Don't kill off the main character in case you want to get back to it later.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah. Also, this week, Naomi number 2 came out from DC. Did you get a chance to read it?
I did. Their new character, Naomi.
Yeah, their new character from their Wonder Comics line. This is the teen line.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, It still says T plus on this. None of us agree with this.
Yeah, nothing in this issue was plus.
Yeah, we thought maybe it would like get plussy later.
Yeah, regular T seems fine still.
Because we talked about the Wonder Twins last week, and that seemed a little bit more T plus than this one.
Yeah.
Talking about their juices or whatever.
Yeah, totally. And this one, so far, Naomi by Bendis, right?
Yeah, Bendis, Walker, and Campbell.
Yeah, it's like...
I think it's more like David Walker writing it.
Yeah.
It's like Bendis and him like have the idea, and then probably Walker is like fleshing it out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then Joel Campbell is doing the art. I'm sure because Bendis is writing like 8,000 other comics right now.
Yeah, basically writing every DC book.
Yeah, pretty much.
Seven different Superman titles.
Yeah. this one kind of like fleshes out the story a little bit more. I think it moves it along at a nice pace because it's a mystery, and so you don't want it to go too quickly.
Yeah, totally.
So it left it in the last issue when she was talking to the mechanic and trying to figure out like what he knew about her,
this
adoption date.
Yeah, this quiet, sleepy town where nothing other ever happens, and suddenly Superman shows up, and it happens to be right on the date that she was adopted however many years ago.
Right.
When something else superhero related also happened, but we don't know what.
Right. So she, like, the mechanic kind of does not want to answer any of her questions.
He's a real motorcycle tough guy.
Yeah, and he's gigantic, too.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny that they're telling, like, this very human story. Like, it's about the main character who was adopted, who sort of going through the standard, like, adolescent stuff and dealing with, like, identity issues and, like, you know, trying to figure out, does she even want to know who her biological parents are? And, even if she did, she couldn't because her parents, it was a blind adoption. Like, sort of dealing with all this real-world stuff, but then being reminded that this is all taking place in the DC universe.
Yeah.
Where there's superheroes flying around. Occasionally, the mechanic in town is 9 feet tall and weighs 600 pounds.
It's just like a rhinoceros.
Like the Incredible Hulk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just this impossibly proportioned person.
Yeah, and he has like giant tattoos all over him, too.
Little chin tattoo.
Yeah, he does not look like a normal person. He definitely looks like a soup of some sort.
Yeah.
But apparently no one thinks so.
Yeah, well, until we find out later that he came from, before he moved into town, he was in the prison for superpower people.
Okay, what was that called?
Iron Heights, that's right. Which they think is like sounds like a nice suburb, but it's actually the prison where they put people with powers.
Right. Yeah, they said like Superman put him there or something a long time ago. So yeah, she finds that out from her best friend after she has like this big, sad conversation with her parents about, if her parents knew the mechanic and they say no, hers was a closed adoption, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then she also, like, does she keep having visions of like this fight? No, that's just on the computer.
She's just reading about
the computer about what is going on in the world of super humans, basically. Yeah. Could say it's kind of like a quiet issue, but it does move the story along and you do find out, like you find out about the Iron Heights.
Yeah.
Then eventually she goes to the mechanic's place, auto repair place, and, she finds a picture of, her, possibly her mother?
The lady who looks a whole
looks
lot like her.
Yeah, and the mechanic.
With the mechanic when he had regular hair and didn't have a whole bunch of face tattoos.
Or yellow eyes?
Regular huge man.
Does he have yellow eyes too?
Oh, yeah, he does have scary eyes in that last panel.
I think he had yellow eyes in the last issue too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I'm like, this guy is not a normal dude. Like, why doesn't anybody else notice this around town?
Yeah, maybe he's like the protector of the town or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But why was he a bad guy?
Maybe he got reformed. Oh, he's a reformed, but he's good now.
He doesn't look bad in this picture either.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe something happened that turned him bad.
Ooh, maybe.
Maybe somebody killed the mom and he went after the person who killed the mom and then Superman reluctantly had to put him in jail. I got a lot of theories.
You got a lot of theories. His eyes are yellow here, too.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And it's kind of paced the same way the first issue is, where there's like build up and like I said, like very grounded sort of human story, and then at the end we get another little clue,
right?
And it feels like we're sort of reading the origin story of another DC superhero, which I guess we kind of are. I guess Naomi's going to be something. It seems like.
Yeah. Oh, maybe she's not. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it is called Truth. This issue as well. I really liked this again. I thought it was really compelling. Ooh, it even says compelling on the cover.
Oh, wow. Damn, it's true. Yeah,
and then if you're looking for like a different type of superhero story, I think this is like the perfect comic.
That's not like a super action-y.
Yeah.
Like, and not like corny and not too like.
And it's not even like a super gritty like mystery. It doesn't have to be like a Brubaker, like always like in your face, like mystery. Yeah. And that's why it's great for teens too.
Totally.
And the art's really great. And yeah, I'm really enjoying this so far.
Yeah, it's a kid who's growing up trying to figure out who she really is.
Exactly. But not, it's not cheesy or anything.
Right, yeah.
What else did you read?
Let's see. Oh, man. Now I forgot the name of it. High Level.
High Level. Number how was one. That?
It's a Vertigo book. I forget the name of the writer. I don't have it in front of me. But it was good. It was interesting. Yeah. It was like a sort of a dystopian future where the main character is sort of this like cyberpunky type of character who gets, in exchange for some water, gets a mysterious book from this old man. And then it turns out, open the book, it's kind of like Never Ending Story style, where the story in the book is unfolding in front of you as the story in the main plot is unfolding. And it was one of those books where like it had a lot of elements that I liked, but it didn't necessarily all come together, at least not in the first issue.
Okay.
But it was enough to keep me interested. I'm definitely going to pick up the second issue and take it from there. I'm on a very case-by-case basis so far with High Level. But it was, like, good enough. And the art's really cool, too. The art's cool enough.
The art looked really good.
Yeah, it was.
Okay,
it was
it's written by Rob Sheridan.
Mm-hmm.
Art by Romulo Fagredo. No, not Fagredo. Fajardo? I think that's it. Fajardo Jr. and Barnaby Baginda.
Two good names.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of Brazilian. Barnaby.
Yeah.
I like it when other countries get the weirdo European names and then kind of like hang on to them for a long time.
Oh, yeah. God, that's a hard name though. Fajardo. Yeah.
But yeah, the art was good enough that the somewhat shaky story was very okay. I'm willing to deal with that.
Oh, the start of a new series from writer Rob Sheridan, co-creator of Nine Inch Nails' groundbreaking Year Zero alternate reality game. What the fuck
what
is
that?
What
does that mean?
What's an alternate reality game from Nine Inch Nails?
Nine Inch Nails has a game now?
I didn't know that. Did you, what?
No.
Now I feel like we have to look that up. What the fuck is a Nine Inch Nails alternate reality game? Nine Inch Nails alternate reality game.
Yeah, I wonder, like, you have to, it's like LARPing, and if you get far enough, you get to Trent Reznor's house, and then you guys hang out.
That'd be cool.
That's the final
game. Year Zero.
The highest possible level as you go hang out with Trent Reznor.
What do you do?
Acoustic version of Head Like a Hole for you.
Sweet.
In his living room. That would be tight.
That'd be pretty cool. Okay, Year Zero. In this paranoid world, everything worth knowing is a secret.
What?
Okay. You can play it on a Motorola phone.
Okay.
Look at this, like a flip phone.
So it was groundbreaking in 1996. Well, later than that.
Or later, yeah. I don't know. I had that phone in like 2001.
Yeah. I remember when the ones with keyboards started coming out in...
That was like 2003,
yeah,
maybe?
Early mid 2000s, I guess. Well, I guess the mid 2000s would be 2050, so we're not even there yet.
I don't understand what this is.
Is it like video game?
I think so,
Or was it like an early mobile game?
No, this is a game. It's out right now.
It's like Pokemon Go, but with Nine Inch Nails?
I'm going to research this, and we'll come back to it next week and talk about it.
That'd be good. You could have a Pokemon called Reznor. And it was Trent Reznor with very long fingernails.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That would work, I think.
Then he just sits in a corner and is sad and plays guitar.
Yeah.
Like, Pokemon, go fight! And he just sits there and is like, I hurt myself today.
Stays in a shell like that weird caterpillar one.
Yeah. What is that one to stay in a shell?
I don't know. I think it turns into something later. But
no.
I never got into Pokemon enough
Not
to
me either.
Know any of this stuff.
All right. I also read Guardians of the Galaxy number 2.
Okay.
Which was pretty fun, except for Donny Cates' annoying language once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, it's so annoying. I'm sorry, Donny Cates. I know you listen to my podcast all the time. No, you don't. So like you know, we have our team assembled from the last issue. Mm-hmm. They're still talking about getting Thanos, or like they're worrying about Thanos getting back together,
yeah,
getting
he's still his head out back. There.
You know, the Black Order has his body, right?
Yep.
And Hela's making her big plans. And then, of course, we got a lot of big personalities mm-hmm. in Star-Lord's ship. And
who is this? Who's the Guardians of the Galaxy squad in this one?
So it's Moondragon. Mm-hmm. She's having a lot of problems sleeping for some reason.
Yeah,
she had the big fight with Gamora. Gamora is like out there somewhere.
Yeah, so she's got the Infinity Gauntlet still, right?
Yes.
She's like reforming reality.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
Okay.
And only one person, they say, knows where she is. Mm. So Star-Lord and Groot also kind of say they know where she is.
Mm-hmm. And is Groot talking in full sentences
He is talking in full sentences.
Hey, good for him.
I don't know why that is happening.
Yeah, maybe when he regrew, he like learned the language of the people around him or something.
I guess so. Star-Lord thinks it's really annoying, too. and then Kitty Pryde's in this for some reason.
Are her and Star-Lord still married or something?
I don't think so. They have a big fight, and both of them are drunk for some reason.
Hmm.
So it's Moondragon, Star-Lord, Cosmic Ghost Rider, Groot. Who else was in there? What's his face? Horseface.
Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah, Beta Ray Bill.
Horseface Killer.
Yeah, Horseface Killer. and Nova, I think, at some point was there. And there's some other people just like hanging out.
Yeah.
Groot and Ghost Rider end up fighting because they're too big of personalities.
Yeah.
And that was actually one of the funniest parts because Groot breaks off into little tiny pieces and just starts yelling, "I am Stab! I am Stab!"
Oh, nice.
That was pretty cute.
And it's still Frank Castle.
Yeah, the Ghost Rider.
Cosmic Ghost Rider.
But that led to like one of the most annoying things in this entire comic. He writes, "That's right, Swamp Thing."
Oh.
With an A.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know where he's going with this language here.
Yeah.
And there's a couple more like bubbles with shit like that.
Where it's like a reference to something.
Yeah.
I'm just overly clever stuff sometimes.
I don't know. Yeah. Some of it was funny. They say like Groot, cut off pieces of Groot and they grew into these little stabby things. Mm-hmm. And the I Am Stab thing I thought was cute. Anyway, so then there's a pretty cool scene. A Moondragon comes and like grows a giant dragon. And like beats everyone up.
That's cool.
So basically, there's a big fight. Everyone kind of like splits off, and Ghost Rider separates off from everybody, and goes and forms like a new group, and they call them like the Dark Guardians, and it's like Gladiator, old Captain Marvel.
Oh, right. Okay.
Dude Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of other people. There's a new character. They don't reveal who it is. He's wearing a poncho.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, so that's everybody from the cover of Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Right.
Where it was like the huge ensemble of every space-based Marvel character of all time.
Yes.
Okay.
There's some Shi'ar in here. Eros is here. Yeah, so they're called the Dark Guardians.
Ooh.
And they're going to also be looking for Gamora to kill her.
Oh, no, that is dark.
Yeah. Nebula is part of it, too.
What?
Yeah, she's going to kill her sister. What about,
is Silver Surfer in there?
No.
Oh, he was on the covers.
I think he was in that like group to find Thanos.
Yeah, okay.
His body. And they're all looking for Nova because Gamora is in love with Nova. With Richard Ryder.
Oh, Dad Nova. Okay.
Dad Nova, not young Nova.
Not Champions Nova. Yeah, Jesus, Gamora. You are going to jail.
Yeah, way to rob the cradle.
Gross.
Yeah, I guess she's in love with him. I thought she was in love with Star-Lord. I guess that was just movie Gamora.
Right.
It gets confusing.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, anyways, it was a fine issue. I will keep reading it.
Okay.
I do want to know what happens.
Yeah, I would have read number two, but we sold out.
Yeah, we sold out of it. People were into
the new team
and the new poncho wearing guy.
Right, who could that be?
We have no idea.
Man.
I mean, they showed him, but they didn't actually say his name. He looks like one of the Black Order people.
Yeah.
Like he just
Isn't that's what they did with Gamora in the old series.
Yeah.
The cover where she's wearing the mask, and then it's got the unmasked cover. All right.
Well. Yeah. Well, he's unmasked in it. He just, they don't ever say his name.
Hmm. Okay.
He's just got white hair, red eyes.
White hair, red eyes.
He's wearing a poncho.
Hmm. Who could that be? Quicksilver has white hair.
He's one of the three amigos.
Yeah, ooh, that'd be sweet. Could be Space Loki.
Space Amigo. Yeah. That's his name.
That would be rad if it was like everybody was all excited about this new character and it's just the shittiest character of all time. Just Space Guy. Yeah. Like one of those weird like late 60s just lazy ass characters.
Yep. I like Space Amigo. I think that's a great name. Donnie Case, use that.
He chases Poncho for a sombrero at some point.
Oh, no. It's like super fucking racist.
Yeah. He grows a big mustache.
Oh, no.
Like sleeping. The Space Amigo.
His name is just Poncho, it turns out.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. Come back with some news.
Yes.
If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend and rate and review on iTunes or Stitcher.
Or come visit us at the store at Escapist Comics. We're located at 3090 Claremont Ave in Berkeley, California.
Or you can find us online at escapistcomics.com or on Twitter at escapistcomics or send us an email at hello@escapistcomics.com. Put podcast in the subject line.
You can find Jesse on Twitter or Instagram at Jesse the Head.
And you can find Jessica on Twitter at Violet's Victory or on Instagram at Jessa Rossi.
And we're back.
Whew, man, what a break.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to do.
Hey, for the listeners at home, if any of you are planning on publishing your own trade or graphic novel, please put some information on the spine of the book.
Oh, yeah.
Makes it much easier for us to find them when a customer is looking for them.
Yeah, we actually have to put them on shelves, so titles are important.
Yeah, I just had to go find a book that had a blank spine.
Ugh.
So I just had to look through the entire R, well, that section of the R shelf where it would have been. And it was there, luckily. But.
Oh, God. So news. There's a lot of news this week.
Mm-hmm.
First, we'll start with the sad news.
Yeah.
Netflix has canceled the remainder of the Marvel shows.
Yep.
That was Jessica Jones and Punisher.
Yeah, they're officially done.
Boo. Jessica Jones does have one more season, though. They just wrapped up filming the third season.
Oh, so they're still going to air it.
They're still going to air the third season,
okay.
Yeah. Well, but I guess it was reported that... they just didn't want to pay the licensing fees because Marvel kept increasing it every season they would do. And they knew they were going to lose it anyways because of the Disney deal. And also Hulu is also owned by Disney, which I just found out recently. I didn't even know that. I thought
it was NBC Universal, which I guess Disney maybe?
It's Disney as well. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, they're owned, I think it's 85%. Of it is owned by Disney.
Jesus.
So it's like, I mean, it might as well just be fucking Disney, right?
Yeah.
So most of the Marvel shows are just going to go over there anyways.
Okay.
So it opens up possibilities of them just putting it over there, at least. And then I've also heard they might be like revamping some of the shows.
Good. Maybe recast Iron Fist and make it good.
Yeah, do that. So we'll see what happens with those. I'm really sad, though. I just finished Daredevil. Finally.
Yeah,
and
pretty good, right?
Really loved it.
Yeah.
It was so good. And now I'm going to start Punisher finally. Hooray.
Ooh, yeah. You're in for a treat. Both seasons are very good.
Yay. That sucks. Also, in vampire news, this is exciting, vampires are back in fashion.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say vampires are real. I was going to get scared.
Well, maybe.
We're going to have to end the podcast early so I can go home and hide.
Oh, yeah, before it gets dark.
Yeah, that's right.
They've never been away for me and my heart because I will always... I'll always watch vampire stuff.
Yeah.
But there's that show, The Passage, that's on right now with Zach Morris.
Oh, yeah.
Good for him. It's not very good, but I still watch it. It just doesn't make any sense, really. Mm-hmm. I guess it's based on a really popular book series.
Huh, okay.
The same name. So that's on right now. But then they're also doing a Lost Boys show.
Okay.
And The Vampire Chronicles, Anne Rice.
Oh,
finally getting
right.
made. Her son, I think his name is Jonathan Rice.
The one that's still alive?
Yeah. No, you're thinking of Daniel Steele.
Oh, yeah.
That's her son.
Okay.
I knew him, the guy from Link 80.
Oh, Nick, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was a jerk.
Yeah.
Whatever.
My friend's sister was friends with him, and he was a dick.
Whatever. Well, fucking heroin addicts. Anyways.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be mean. Well, maybe a little bit. Okay, anyway, so, yeah, this guy... I think Jonathan, is that his name? Well, whatever. He's going to be producing.
Okay.
And Christopher Rice, not Jonathan.
Okay.
I don't know where I got that name. So yeah, he's going to be producing on that series. But Lost Boys first. Lost Boys is a CW show.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Teen vampires.
And they also cast, this is so weird, Tyler Posey. Do you know who Tyler Posey
no.
is? Name sound familiar?
No.
Did you ever watch Teen Wolf?
No, the TV show?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, I loved Teen Wolf.
Okay.
And he was Teen Wolf.
Oh,
and
wow.
now they're casting him as the lead in The Lost Boys.
Wow.
From werewolf to vampire.
Yeah, he's playing all the different mythical monsters.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of weird. Because that show was really actually really popular. I know it was on MTV, but...
Right, yeah,
for
I remember
the,
that.
The tweens and whatnot. Like, it lasted 6 seasons.
Damn.
So that's a good for an MTV show,
yeah.
you know? All right, so, and then Kiel Sanchez. I don't know who that is.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyways, he's also tapped for the other lead.
Okay.
So, Catherine Hardwicke is set to direct the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Catherine Hardwicke is?
No. Is okay. it Chris Hardwick's sister?
No.
Okay.
She directed Twilight.
Oh, good. So she has vampire experience.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll have a long scene where they play baseball for some reason.
Maybe.
And they're superhuman at baseball.
Yeah. It's still going to take place in Santa Clara.
Okay. Not Santa Cruz.
Santa Carla.
Yeah, no, it definitely is
Clarla?
Santa Cruz.
I like Clarla better.
Yeah.
yeah, so it's still the fake Santa Cruz.
Cool.
It's going to take place in, so they'll get to be on the boardwalk.
I wonder if they're going to update it and it'll take place in the modern day, or if it's going to be like a period piece from the 80s.
No, it's going to be in modern day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if it'll continue, be a sequel, or it's going to be a retelling of the story, or it's just going to be its own vampire thing?
It's going to be...
It's also called The Lost Boys.
No, it's going to be its own thing.
Because at the end, Jason Patrick... kills bad
yeah.
vampire Keanu. Mm-hmm. No, not Keanu Reeves.
No.
That would have been tight, though.
No.
Kiefer Sutherland?
Kiefer Sutherland. Yeah,
yeah. okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kills the bad guy, but then he's also a vampire, right? Does
yeah.
He becomes
no,
a vampire,
no,
but he's a nice vampire?
No, he kills Kiefer Sutherland,
mm-hmm.
but then it turns out that the boyfriend of the mom is
right.
actually the head vampire,
okay.
whoever that guy was. He
yeah,
was
yeah,
nobody.
Yeah.
And then they all go back to normal, because you have to kill the head vampire to...
Right, if
yeah.
you kill the boss vampire, everybody else turns
right.
back to a person.
Correct.
Do you turn
in
back
that lore.
Into a person at the same age that you were when you got bit by the vampire?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you immediately age to where you would be
no,
if
then
you,
you
had
would
never
die.
Got, right, yeah, that's what
yeah.
I was thinking. Like, that would be sad.
No. Okay. Yeah, it would be sad. I mean, not for him, because it was only a couple of weeks for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's true. But if you got like if you were like the Kirsten Dunst vampire from Interview
oh, yeah.
with the Vampire, where you got bit by, as a child.
Yeah.
That was messed up, man.
That was messed up. And then they kill her.
Do oh. they? I never saw that movie.
What? You never like, read the book either?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's a really good movie.
Too many male ponytails for me.
Wait a minute.
Not getting involved
you can
with
put
that.
Your hair in
Unless
a ponytail
it's a
now.
Karate movie.
You're
in
a hypocrite.
I can get a cool Founding Fathers ponytail going. That's true.
I could. Put a little ribbon in it.
Yeah. Ooh. Start wearing those like shoes with big buckles on them.
Yeah.
And like the socks, the tall, fancy socks.
Yeah, you can fold them
wear.
Over.
Yeah. I tuck mm-hmm. my pants into my socks.
I like
a new
this look.
Going. Okay.
All right. You like go to the Dickens Fair.
Like an updated colonial
yeah.
look. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
All right. You can go to the Pirate Fair
yeah,
coming up
yeah.
in July.
Start carrying a sword.
I don't know about that.
That's part of the look. It's okay. It's a fashion sword.
Fashion
it's not a fighting sword.
We have those plastic ones downstairs. We can use that.
Yeah. I can't remember where I was, but there was a lady. It was like a costume party or something, but there was a lady wearing, she was dressed as a pirate, and she had like a long plastic sword, and she was also super hammered and just kept knocking things over with her sword accidentally. It was pretty great.
One of Paul's friends came in here with a sword once.
Maybe
like
that's
a,
what I'm thinking of.
Is a real sword?
No.
Oh,
no
this was
I don't
a,
think so.
This was a real sword.
Well, though she never unsheathed the sword that I can remember.
Mm.
So maybe it was.
Yeah, it could have been.
Damn. It's legal to have a sword, right? Like that's...
I don't think
you
so.
You can carry a sword around if you want?
No.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure that's a weapon of mass destruction.
Ooh,
wait, no, that's
yeah.
wrong. That's the wrong
but
word.
You can open carry a rifle. You should be able to carry a sword.
Well, in Texas, you can open carry anything.
Yeah, Vermont, too.
Oh,
states.
Really?
Yeah.
Vermont?
Yeah.
I thought that was like a blue state.
It is,
oh.
but then also weirdly rural and kind of rednecky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
also, wait, Arkansas, is that a blue state?
No, not
oh,
at
no,
all.
That flips like back and forth, doesn't it?
Not really. Nothing I know of.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah, he was the governor.
Yeah.
But with like an all Republican.
Oh, okay.
And they pretty much only voted for him because it's the state with the lowest age of consent out of anywhere.
Ah!
So like, all right, this guy's a creep.
Right,
just like the right. We like him because he's a fucking creep.
Right, that makes sense.
What a gross creep as governor.
God damn it. We're back to that subject again.
Yeah.
So always goes back
you know,
to
Arkansas
creeps.
Is bad because Kansas makes fun of Arkansas. Like, I remember as a kid growing up in Kansas hearing, like, that, like, Arkansas's where all, like, the real, like, hillbilly incest people are.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't really hear anything good about Arkansas ever.
No.
Mm-mm. Sorry if you're from Arkansas and you're listening to this.
Yeah. And congratulations if you're from Arkansas and you got out.
Yeah, that's true.
To sorry if you still live there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the other show is, oh, yeah, The Vampire Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
Who did they cast for that? Did they cast anybody for that yet? I think they did. I think they just got a showrunner. Who is the show? Dee Johnson, who is black, a woman of color, and gay.
Wow.
And she worked on hit shows like Boss. I don't know what that is. Nashville, though.
Right, yeah.
Which is critically acclaimed and won a lot of awards, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
My dad really liked Nashville, which I thought was funny.
Yeah. It's like a music show, right? It's about...
Yeah,
and
it's
they
like...
sing songs in
well,
the show.
Like, it's like about songwriting. My dog does a lot of songwriting. But it always got really cheesy after a while. She also did ER and The Good Wife.
Okay, those are all well-received popular shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So hopefully that show will also be good. It doesn't say what channel it's going to be on.
Probably the CW again.
No.
CW is just going to be all vampire all the time.
All vampire shows all the time. On Netflix, we got a feature film adaptation of Greg Rucka and Leandro Fernandez's The Old Guard.
Oh, nice. I was just looking at that today.
Yeah.
That's going to be tight.
Starring Charlize Theron and directed by Gina Prince Blythewood. She's the one who did Beale Street, If Beale Street Could Talk.
Okay, I never saw that, but I like Charlize Theron as the lead.
Wait, no, she didn't direct that. Oh, this is Kiki Lane. She did the screenplay.
Okay.
Okay. What did Gina Prince Blythewood do?
I don't know.
Why does her name
sound familiar?
Really? Oh, it sounds super familiar. All right, you keep talking. I'm going to keep looking it up.
Yeah, well, The Old Guard will be good. It'll be a cool action show about a team of assassins that can never die unless one of them kills the other one, I think, or something like that.
I think.
Or they can die, but only in very specific ways.
No, they can't die, right?
Okay. But then one of them does die.
Oh, yeah, eventually. And that's like the mystery.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah
but they like
awesome.
Keep reliving like a life over and over and over. Wait, there's something about them dying, though, and then they wake up in like a... But they're still in their same body.
Yeah.
Not like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
crap.
And they're internationalists, and then they get betrayed.
Yes.
By one of their own.
By one of their own, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the boss gets taken prisoner, I think.
It's coming up. Blythewood? That's what I said, right?
Yeah, Charlize Theron will be good in that. She was great in, what's it called? Atomic Blonde. Was that her?
Yeah, that was her.
Okay, yeah, she was awesome.
Why isn't that
She's got,
up?
Like, action chops. Like, she knows... how to set up for action scenes, and then the stunt double takes over, but she's still, like, believable, you know?
Yeah. I feel like that's all she's doing right now. She's like, I'm just going to do, like, sweet, cool action movies where I kind of get to be a spy.
Yeah, that's badass.
Yeah.
She got to be a truck driver in Mad Max. That was cool.
Yeah, ever since she did Mad Max, that's where she's like, I'm just going to do movies like this.
She was Eileen Wuornos, who was kind of an action hero.
Wait, was that the monster? The
female serial killer, yeah.
Yeah.
Very rare.
Yeah. Gina Prince. This doesn't want to come up in IMDb at all. Gina Prince. There it is. Ooh, writer
say
Shots
what she did?
Fired.
She...
Yeah, yeah. She's best known for Shots Fired, Love and Basketball.
Oh, Love and Basketball is pretty good.
Yeah. And Beyond the Lights. Oh, and The Secret Lives of Bees.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Wait, none of these movies are anything. It's so weird when you look up like their best known movies and it's like none of it is anything like these other movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean you can't write a movie like that. It's just strange when I see stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess she's good at adapting things.
Good at adapt. Oh, yeah, because those are all books,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think Love and Basketball was a book also.
I believe it was.
Secret Life of Bees for sure was.
Definitely
Not
was.
Really that much about bees, though.
Nothing about bees in that movie.
Maybe that was the secret. Is that the movie? Shh, don't tell anybody.
Oh, she's been, here we go. She's been directing Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which I don't like.
Oh, really?
No. I mean, it's fine. I didn't get hooked onto it like I do the other shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I still love Runaways, even though nothing ever happens. They're never running away from anything.
Oh, yeah.
Or not going anywhere, at least.
It took me like 3 episodes to get into, what's it called? Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, okay. Maggie, you like Umbrella Academy.
I love Umbrella Academy. It's
good.
So good. I don't like Luther and Allison because...
Luther's kind of boring.
Yeah, they're
But I kind of like him.
But number 5 is the best, and so is Klaus. Can I ask you guys a question?
Right? Yeah, what's the question?
What's the question? Is it an
live
exciting question?
On the air, quick.
So exciting. This comic has gotten, like, overprints.
Ooh, overprints.
On the
back. And
whoa, like friend. Silly it's putty.
The, yeah.
It's weird because it's not.
Do they want a discount
it's
on
not
it?
From
is
the
that what
we're
asking?
Panel?
Yeah. What was the discount? Wait, was it already on discount?
No, it's not already on discount. Oh, maybe because it's out of print. And
it's out of
semi-rare.
Print, yeah. Well, how much was it, Maggie? Quick.
$11.75.
Okay, it's $5.
Okay.
Sweet.
Oh, my God. That's
a good deal. He's heard live someone get a screaming deal
screaming
on an out-of-print small graphic novel.
Sweet. Well, what did look like Silly Putty had gone over it again
yeah.
and again.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. Like just moisture or something does that, causes the page to transfer onto the
or
other
they
page
just,
a little bit.
They could have already been like that. They could have double printed
up the
it.
Printing,
yeah.
Which makes it even more valuable,
it's
actually.
Super
it's
super rare.
A
they
misprint.
Probably
looked
it up on eBay.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Selling for $90. They just fucked up. So yeah, we can look forward to a Netflix adaptation of Old Guard. That will actually work really well, I think.
Yeah, that'll be perfect for a TV show.
Especially
a bunch of cool settings
oh,
and some
movie.
Cool action scenes. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Movie, like 90 minute. Yeah.
90 minute movie, yeah. Because there's only 6 issues.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. DC Universe is really rounding out some things for their network.
Yes. Have we seen a preview for Swamp Thing yet?
No, but that's coming out in August.
Yeah,
so we should
I'm kind
really
of psyched
soon.
About Swamp Thing.
I hope it's good.
Yeah, me
this,
too.
We also are going to see Stargirl
okay.
in August, I believe. And do you remember Amy Smart?
No.
Or,
oh, yeah.
Butterfly Effect?
Yes, that movie sucked. But
really? I liked that movie.
Well, I just didn't like...
You don't like Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, and I didn't like the premise of it where, like, the whole thing of the butterfly effect. And, Matt, it's like it's called sensitive dependence on initial condition where, like, a small change at the origin, yeah. At the outset of a series uh-huh. of events causes big changes down the line that
yeah.
you can't predict.
Right.
And the whole premise of that movie is that if you fucking go back in time and change everything,
yeah.
turns out the future is different. Like, yeah, no
yeah,
shit, man.
Of course.
Going
yeah.
back in time and altering event is not a small change. That's
no.
pretty major.
That's a big change.
So it's not really the butterfly.
Not really
it's
a butterfly.
The time traveling guy effect.
That's true. Damn it, why do you have to
but
ruin
still,
that movie
I did still
for
think
me?
It was kind of a cool movie, actually.
Yeah.
I like Ethan Embry a lot, despite his Scientology.
Yeah. Oh, is he a
is
Scientologist,
that his name,
too?
Ethan Embry, the big guy?
Oh, it's no, Ethan. No. That's Ethan Embry's the guy from Empire Records who
okay.
hit on me at a Libertines
oh,
concert.
Oh, cool, okay. What's that guy's name? The big guy.
Ethan...
Ethan something, isn't it? Supley. Ethan Supley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
mm-hmm,
him.
Mm-hmm. He got skinny.
Oh, did he?
He got weirdly
well, I mean,
skinny.
Good for him,
yeah,
health-wise,
yeah.
But...
And then I think he got fat again.
Okay. Well, listen, man. It's the circle of life, I guess. Is that what that is?
No.
So that
it's your
about?
Genes, probably.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be skinny. Sometimes you're just like that. You gotta,
yeah,
you gotta deal with it.
But my dad's side of the family is like that. Just big old dudes.
Yeah. It just happens.
Yeah.
And you get your stomach stapled, and then your stomach stretches back out, and then you
yep.
get it stapled again, and then it stretches back out.
Yeah, yeah, but my aunt got her stomach stapled,
yeah.
and you know how you can only eat, like, at first, because your stomach's way smaller, you can only eat, like, a spoonful of food at a time.
Ew.
And she was like, if I'm going to eat a spoonful of food, I better make it something that I enjoy. And she would eat, like, spoonfuls of pie filling, and then she busted the stomach staple and got super huge again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, man, you've completely missed the point of this whole thing,
very
huh?
Very expensive, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. All
oh,
right.
Boy. Yeah, she's a big Trump supporter now. So,
surprise.
You know, yeah, what are you going to do? Nice lady overall, but just make some bad decisions.
Bad decisions. Well, Stargirl casted Amy Smart from The Butterfly
nice.
Effect.
Okay.
And she's going to be portraying Barbara Whitmore, the
okay.
mother of the Breck... Basinger, like Kim Basinger.
Yeah, okay.
Bing Basinger's Courtney, wait, I don't even know, the Break Basinger. Who is that? I don't even know who that is. Okay.
Break Basinger? Sounds like a made up person.
Yeah, I think so. Courtney Whitmore is also going to be Stargirl and the wife of Luke Wilson's Pat Dugan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
nice to see him getting some work.
Yeah, exactly. I always liked Luke Wilson.
Me too. He's
better,
not a particularly good actor, but
no.
I always like him in everything.
He's very likable in
yeah.
things. Like, he's better than Owen Wilson, I think.
Yeah, Owen Wilson is a little annoying.
He's
sometimes.
Got that voice. Like,
he's too cutesy.
He's like
yeah.
a Muppet.
Yeah.
He's got that Muppet voice.
Wow.
Wow.
Like
a,
yeah.
yeah, like that.
Luke Wilson rarely
impression.
Says wow.
He does say it all the time. When he's, oh, Luke Wilson.
Yeah, Luke, yeah. yeah.
Owen Wilson says it all the time. It's really annoying.
It's crazy that they're brothers.
They don't look alike at all.
Yeah, and both are like super famous actors.
Yeah.
Huh, what a family.
Maybe
How about that?
All the time?
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Oh, I got some really good news for you. You're going to love this one. Hulk Hogan is getting a biopic.
Oh.
Who do you think is going to play him?
Who could play Hulk Hogan? John Cena, if he shaves the top of his head. Ooh, one of the Hemsworths could do it.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who do you think it's going to be?
Is it the tallest one?
Yeah, the handsome one.
Liam? Is he going to shave the top of his head?
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris? Okay.
Chris. Thor.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Way too handsome to play Hulk Hogan, in my opinion.
They portray what a giant piece of shit Hulk Hogan is, because he's a bad person.
Yeah, they're only going to be focusing on the first part of his life.
Oh, like growing up in Florida?
Yeah, and like becoming...
Terry Bollea?
Yes.
They're not going to go into it. He completely sold out all of his coworkers and friends?
No, I guess not. I don't know. Yeah, they... National Enquirer said they were revealing the wrestler actor has made several self-described offensive and racist statements about the possibility of a black man dating his daughter.
He does not care for black people.
He does not care for black people at all. But the film will reportedly be focused on Hogan's rise rather than his recent life events and falls.
All right, I guess. I mean, that still could be interesting.
I guess.
They get up to his... The match with Andre the Giant that like, or the feud with Andre the Giant that really kind of like broke him and made him a household name.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do mostly.
All right. Ugh. Well, as long as they don't portray him as some kind of decent person.
I don't want to see Chris Hemsworth be orange.
Oh, yeah. He'll have to get the spray tan, shave the top of his head.
Oh, no. He's so handsome.
Get that weird. How are they going to make his hair look like the weird silky?
Super blonde. So he's going to have to wear like an ugly wig or bald cap.
Yeah.
He's so attractive. It's going to make him so unattractive. All right. Well, that's going to suck for a lot of women.
Yeah.
And men. They're going to suck for everybody who love Chris Hemsworth. All right. Well.
But good news for anyone who's still a fan of Hulk Hogan for whatever reason.
I guess. Oh, also, they talk about, going back to the Stargirl thing really quick. They talk about Unfollow.
Oh.
Really, in that. So I guess that's also coming.
Oh, really? That would be great. That was one of my surprise favorite books of like 2016 or 2017.
Yeah, they said, I totally skipped this, but it said, meanwhile, two more actors have reportedly joined the cast in unnamed roles. First up, there's Kingsman, the great game actor Neil Jackson, and he'll join the cast with Unfollow actor Hunter Sansone. And I was like, Unfollow actor? Wait, is that out yet?
Yeah.
So, we'll have to like look that up as well.
Yeah, I wonder if it's the same thing or if it's just a different thing with the same name.
Like, maybe, because I hadn't heard anything about that either. So maybe they're just putting that on there as well.
Yeah.
This is all going to be on like the DC network.
Oh, because, Unfollow was a Vertigo book.
Yeah, it's a Vertigo book. Right. So I'm pretty sure that's probably just going to show up on that as well.
Sweet.
The Jim Henson Storyteller is being revived.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one where it's going to be a collaboration with Neil Gaiman also?
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be sick.
I know. I'm so excited. And it's with the Jim Henson Company and Fremantle, which is kind of Gaiman's like company that he does American Gods with and The Good Omen.
Cool. I'm going to call my friend Pam, who's a puppeteer at Jim Henson Studio, and see if we can get any inside info.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be with puppets as well. They're not going to do CG. Oh,
yes, thank you.
Yes. There's no official date yet, but Lisa Henson has announced that they're starting like illustrations and sets.
Wow.
And stuff like that. So Neil Gaiman's going to be writing it. And there's going to be like different directors and stuff like they did with the old Henson show as well.
Yeah, sweet.
That's really exciting. I loved that show when I was a kid. It was so creepy.
All the Jim Henson TV stuff is dope.
Like,
Fraggle Rock fucking rules. I think that was the Henson Company.
Yep.
And like one of my favorite childhood things. And yeah, still like holds up. It's still very good and fun and kind of like silly and cool.
Yep. I loved, all of it was great. And then we're still waiting for Dark Crystal, too.
Right.
Which is also in production. And American Gods Season 2, I think that's releasing in April.
Okay.
And then Good Omens as well, around that time as well.
Awesome.
Maybe summer. The Black Widow script, I guess, has been kind of dead in the water for a bit.
Yeah.
Marvel hired a dude to rewrite the script. Even though a lady wrote the script. He's best known for writing and directing The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby. Do you know what that is?
No. Is it the lady from the Beatles song?
Yeah, I guess that. Well, maybe. I know Eleanor Rigby is the Beatles song.
Is that based on a real person?
Maybe. Hmm. I don't know. It has James McAvoy in it, I guess. It's like a romantic movie.
Yeah.
So then I read about it. It was like, told from the male perspective.
Yeah.
The story of a couple trying to reclaim the life and love they once knew and pick up the pieces of a past that may be too far gone.
Okay.
And I was just like, well, it's a male. So it's told from the male perspective. What made them? This is like the only thing this guy has done, too.
Yeah.
And again, I was like, what made them want to get like another male writer to rewrite a female script?
Yeah.
About a female spy.
Yeah, that could, seems like it could just be like a cool, straightforward action movie.
Right, yeah.
But instead it's like a romantic thing?
I don't know. I hope not. Maybe that's why they got this dude, because he had to write the male perspective on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fucking Marvel. Who knows?
Yeah.
Got to get that male perspective.
Yeah, trying to get the Deadpool crowd to come in.
Yeah, although, right.
I say that as a huge fan of the Deadpool movie franchise.
That was Fox.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Anyways, that was that. I hope they need to fucking make that movie. And I bet Captain Marvel's going to be such a fucking huge hit that they're going to be like, ooh, get that running now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, already the sales have gone, like, crazy for initial tickets.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, we'll see. And there's, like, a ton of merch, too. They're going to sell so much fucking Captain Marvel merch.
Yeah, that's going to be tight. We're stocked up on Captain Marvel books.
Oh, yeah. We are stocked up. And I'm trying to get some more, like, maybe like a t-shirt or like that. I bet little girls are going to want t-shirts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and that comes out March 8th.
Wow, that's almost now.
Yeah, it's very soon.
That's very soon.
It's like in a couple week, right? Yeah. Couple weeks? Yeah.
Week and a half?
Week and a half, something like that. All right, well, that's it.
Yeah, that's it for this episode.
We will talk to you guys next week. All right. I've been Jessica Balboni.
I'm Jesse Hitt.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.